So we're here to discuss Brahmachari life. Is it possible? Is it desirable? Any comments? Is it desirable? Yes, it's highly desirable for at least some period of time, if not for the duration of your existence. The basis of Brahmachari life is to understand you have senses, and your senses require engagement. And as the humble servant, as a Brahmachari, you're eager to do whatever service is required, because you know devotional service will engage your mind and senses. You want to taste that nectar of having your mind and senses engaged. Then there's peace. So the first important thing is that your mind and senses are engaged. Without that, Brahmachari life's a farce. In fact, it's so important to have the mind and senses engaged that you could say it really even doesn't matter what service you do, as long as your mind and senses are engaged. Sometimes Prabhupada would say like that. Never mind what service, but just have the mind and senses fully engaged. Of course, at the same time, he would say that there's some services he particularly would like. Still, the important principle is that your mind and senses must be engaged. Then the Brahmachari ashram has meaning and realization. As a Brahmachari, you get to see as a daily reality. You get to taste as a daily reality the nectar of Krishna's service. So don't be afraid to absorb yourself fully in Krishna's service. Don't be afraid to get a little tired sometimes. It's all right. There'll be a time to rest. There's a time to work hard. But don't be afraid to get some good experiences of working hard for Krishna under your belt. The happy Brahmacharis are the active Brahmacharis. They know how to keep their mind active by studying the Shastra. They know how to keep their body active by working for Krishna. Those are the happy Brahmacharis. Mental Brahmacharis aren't happy. You know, always wondering and thinking, and, am I happy? Am I not? Am I in the right ashram? Am I not? Should I do this? Maybe I shouldn't. All that acceptance and rejection by the mind takes up a lot of strength from you. You have a service to do? Focus on it with all your power of commitment. And then Krishna will always take care of you. And if your service needs to be changed, Krishna will always arrange that. Krishna will indicate. But whatever service you have to do, you just put your heart and soul into it. And you'll feel the power of the Brahmachari life. Your service is Sankirtan, then just put your heart and soul into Sankirtan. Day after day, day after day. Your service is the restaurant, put your heart and soul into cooking the best prasad, which will attract people to Krishna. Whatever your service is, put your heart and soul into it. Absorb yourself. Don't be afraid of that. And then you won't hover on the mental plane anymore. You'll move from jnana, theoretical knowledge of God, to vijnana, experienced knowledge of God. So when the Brahmachari can radiate experienced knowledge of God, then he has a very potent effect. What I'd like to see all of you do is what I have told so many of you individually. Develop a deep bond with Srila Prabhupada's books, a deep love for them, and then give that feeling to others. this way things will increase. The brahmachari is always eager for engaging in hearing and chanting about Krishna, serving Krishna. Don't get lulled into thinking that, oh, there's so much time, how am I going to fill the space? No, there's very little time. There's so much to do. So many verses, slokas you can learn. So many ways to improve your service. Our book distributors should become world famous for being able to reach out to people. Our cooks should be world famous for supplying the best prasad. We should pray to Shri Nityananda Govindachandra for that privilege. When we prepare prasad, let it be so. And when the people taste it, they can't live without it. You have to beg Krishna for that. By doing devotional service day after day after day, you begin to perceive the rhythms that are there in serving Krishna. Sometimes they'll be frantic, sometimes they'll be moderate paced, sometimes they'll be really slow. But in all circumstances, just keep trying to let your mind and senses are engaged in devotional service. If you can't figure out what to do at some moment, just chant Hare Krishna. It happens sometimes. There are these mysterious lulls, you notice? And you just can't figure out what to do. And just chant. Don't feel guilty about chanting extra. And always think how to improve your service. Don't become complacent. When you're always thinking how to improve your service, then you don't have any space for thinking of Maya. But when you're on the mental platform, that weakens you. So very easily Maya can enter in. And what is it that you're missing as a brahmachari? What are you missing out on? You're simply missing out on association with the female form and the female mind. Is that a great loss? You think it's a great loss? You're missing out on the female form and the female mind. Everyone else has it but you. That's what you're missing out on. So does that make you feel bad? Or do you feel sometimes that the brahmacharya life is too simple? I just don't have enough complications in my life. Anyone ever feel like that? Yeah, this is too simple. I mean, there's no intricacies, there's no complications. That's right. Intricacies and complications come from association with the opposite sex. The nature of a woman in general, is to make everything about life complicated in order to get attention. The simplest thing gets complicated. So, you're getting a vacation from that. How long the vacation will be, it's up to you. So don't be fooled by the apparent simplicity of your life. This brahmachari lifestyle is just loaded with possibilities for you to become Krishna conscious. householder. His wife called me on the telephone to say about something. And then I just asked how the family's doing it. She was saying how her husband says that being married is like having to fast while seated next to a full refrigerator. So I said, well, I don't mind the fasting, I just don't want the refrigerators around. So that's a nice grammar choice. I like, you're fasting from entanglement and you don't have the refrigerators around. You have the refrigerator, a full refrigerator. There's a door opening and closing. Take a look, can you? Do you remember when you were a little kid living in your home and you knew the refrigerator was full and you know, your mother had just gone to the supermarket? And you remember that? You opened the refrigerator door. Remember that? Anyway, all the ashrams are places for making spiritual advancement. And my point is that if right now in your life you have the chance to be a brahmachari, then take advantage of it. We'll see what comes in the future. It's true that not everyone here may go the distance, but certainly you can take advantage of being a brahmachari right now. So my advice to you is take advantage of this opportunity. Use your time carefully. Pack your day with service and hearing and chanting about Krishna. If you got a particular service, master it with Krishna's grace. If you're a cook, just prepare the most devastating prasad so that people come to Govinda's and they surrender it just like him. Meals from out of this world because they're tasting the bhakti. If day after day you just strive to deliver the best prasad, Krishna will empower you. Just like if day after day you try to distribute books and meet people, Krishna will empower you. Don't be afraid of just doing the same service day after day. Prabhupada told one Sankirtan devotee, said, just keep going out on Sankirtan all your life, and one day you'll see Krishna on the street. That's what happens when you do devotional service in a dedicated way. So you have very nice facilities here for being a brahmachari. You don't have ladies living in the same direct building. You've got a couple bricks down there, but otherwise, you know, inside the main area of the building itself, you don't have ladies living. It's very rare in ISKCON that it's like that. So you have a very special opportunity here. Any questions?
Personally, I find I can be engaged steadily and everything's going on, and then all of a sudden, just have like a mind that comes full about the lust in his eyes. I find it quite hard to locate how it all got in there. Could you explain
how did it get in there?
Well, I know it's in there, but how it just suddenly kind of becomes.
That's the nature of the mind. This flashes things on you all of a sudden. What about this, Ram Das? That's the way the mind works. Suddenly a window opens into your past. It's amazing, the power of the mind. From out of nowhere comes a scene from a movie you saw 15 years ago. It's just the nature of the mind. You practice in Krishna consciousness and that mind will become purified.
Seems that a lot of brahmacharis, the monks hence also have to pass by the fridge, because like when you go out and book distribution, you meet in the opposite sex all the time.
Well, then you have to always remember that this is Krishna's business. Yeah, you're going out on Sankirtan, you're meeting the opposite sex, but they're non-devotees. And you're out there representing Krishna, looking out for Krishna's interests. So.
What degree should brahmacharis try and control the time? Jimmy Christ Trishti with his four varieties of delicious prasada, and Prabhupada says in his books that we should just be, you know, lifestyle, such as parties, a few fruits and milk. But it's very difficult because there's usually something off around, like carving or curved steaks or something. And generally somebody's honoring those as well, so it's quite hard to maintain like an austere diet.
Why? You have to honor the, what else is there? Curried steaks and what else?
Curried steaks and halva and anything else.
Yeah, why do you have to honor it?
I guess I don't have to, but definitely it's very difficult to resist sometimes.
Why?
Because I like.
Well, then don't take too much of it. Take a little. Okay? Take a little.
So just reduce.
Yes. Anyone else have that concern? Yeah? You plunder all the sweets?
Well, I more than
I. How long have you been doing that for?
My life.
You never got fat though, huh? You don't want to go to sleep by eating too much. So if you see that it's affecting your service, because you like your service so much, you'll do the necessary so that you are awake during your service. That's the thing. Your service should be your life and soul. Because of wanting to improve the service that you're offering to Krishna, you control your senses. Therefore, we all need a service that we can just give our life to. And it's easy to control your senses because you know, I won't be able to do this service for Krishna with full potency if I'm doing this or doing that. Another point. So how is everyone getting along, okay? No severe crises in the human relations department.
Been a few.
Few rumbles?
Yeah.
Ram Dass is bullying people. Diagra's talking too much.
Maybe Antidashan's bullying people.
Huh?
Maybe Antidashan's bullying people.
That's up.
I don't know, I haven't been here.
What are examples of some turbulence?
How much?
He's trying to get people in front of the sun. Seems the main example would be like telling someone to do something, and the devotee being told doesn't want to be told, and the person telling enjoys telling the person what to do. So one way that one person liking the fact that you can tell the other one and the other one's not liking being told what to do. And then this another example is like a mental resentment building up without discussion between the devotees concerned.
Someone who has the responsibility of organizing or managing or supervising others should always pray to Krishna that this is a service, a humble service. As soon as you think Krishna is giving you facilities to lord it over, then you're in trouble. Actually, if you have responsibility to tell someone or someone's what to do, that's an opportunity for service. So those in leading positions should always try to serve the devotees. That's how to emotionally come alive in Krishna consciousness. When you always think about serving Krishna's devotees. Anything else?
It seems that in bringing people to the law, that becomes more womanly association. It seems that bringing them from blocks to the law.
How's that?
You might sell someone to the law.
Mm-hmm. And then?
Invite them to the law.
Yeah, okay.
And then you end up meeting them again and again and what description.
Yeah, so?
Can that be, how to avoid that? The danger there? It seems like a bit more danger.
Talking to them again and again as you get to know them better. Well, you just have to use your common sense. If you think it's just getting to be a bit too much, then.
One example was I was seeing someone again and again, and then I'm now going to the mall. And then as soon as I said, well, you've had enough of me, and indirectly, they just slap you. How to kind of deal with that sort of situation.
I wouldn't worry about it. You just do your job and do your service. Krishna in the heart will give you intelligence, how much you can tolerate talking to that kind of person. Everyone's feeling a good sense of camaraderie, group spirit. Good facility, you have a good facility. Okay. You have enough devotional service? Well, I hear rumors there's not enough room on Sankirtan for a third person. Or is that just bogus propaganda?
It could be.
Could be what way?
Maybe not enough room for a third person.
Do you think I'm that one?
Can't see a third person here. And what, it's still a door maybe, but it could be coming up. Street. Probably won't want more than, two devotees going out
there. More than how many?
Well, like having two main devotees out on the street, but door to door you can accommodate more. Same thing.
Alright, anything else?
Seems like in the reading the course of a week, like the different kind of sects of the brahmacharis that kind of stick to their individual services, and not really a time for us as individuals to kind of collectively do something together. So is that a problem? Or is that the time for the brahmacharis?
What exactly is the problem?
Seems like some of us don't really have time, or seems like over a period of weeks, like some devotees are not relating to one another.
Not into what?
Don't get the opportunity to relate to one another more personally.
Why?
It's because of,
because they don't want to take the time. Not because there's no time.
Should there be like a group kind of brahmachari, like something that we all do together?
Harina.
Harina.
I don't say that.
Okay. I think that'd be a harina. It'd be nice also if there was some other, you could have like bhakti shastri classes or something like that, some shastra study. Someone's able to lead that. Not everybody knows how to study on their own, so sometimes a course of study that everyone takes is good. How many of you here can study on your own effectively? Well, that's pretty good, most everyone. But it would be nice if someone became expert in administering the Bhakti Shastri course and correcting the test paper and like that. Thank you. All right, anything we need to discuss in this short meeting? Anything else? Everyone's okay? No one's about to run out the door to Mama? No?
How often should Brahmacharis visit Mama?
Once or twice a year. Depends on where they live. If they're nearby, you know, they're going to feel funny not seeing you every so often. If they're far away, once a year is fine. Anything else? Mm-hmm.
Do you have to go to the house if you kindly have a nice relationship with them and stuff like that?
Go to whose house?
My mother's house.
And do what?
I wouldn't think if I did it before. If we've got a nice relationship with the mother, like seeing guests back and forth through the mail and stuff, is it necessary to go there once a year?
No. Your mother's not complaining. So then, no need to, you know, force yourself to do something that's not necessary. All right. Mm-hmm.
The mother always wants to like hug the son and the sister sometimes. What do we do about it?
We're going to push your own mother away. I'm a child. What should you do? Just got to accept that's, you know, the way they greet people. Why, you're afraid your mother's going to come next month and give you a big hug. Please take advantage of this opportunity. There's nothing like it. You won't find anything like this in the world outside of proper society of devotees. Even then it's rare. A place where brahmacharis can actually gather and live a brahmachari lifestyle in peace. Very rare. So please take advantage. Alright.
Have a great time.